The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
From the editorial team at LinkedIn, I'm Jesse Hempel, and this is a special mini-episode of Hello Monday. It's a show where I investigate the changing nature of work and how that work is changing us. And I do not do it alone. I am here with our producer, Laura Sim. Hey, Laura.
Hi, Jesse. It's great to be here on the other side of the mic. So for those of you who don't know, my name's Laura. I'm a freelance producer. I'm the one who makes Hello Monday every week. And I work with Jesse here at LinkedIn. We book interviews. We conduct the interviews together. I listen in while she's talking to our guest. And then I edit it all together. That's what I do.
And maybe you're wondering why Hello Monday sometimes sounds like more than a show. It sounds like warm, funny club that you've stumbled into. And that is probably because you don't know this, but Laura has done something like make kimchi homemade for everybody on the team and leave it on our desks in these little bottles with labels that say when we have to use it by.
Oh, it makes me so happy you bring up the kimchi, because I was actually thinking about the kimchi this morning and I, for some reason, think people don't eat it.
Are you kidding? It's so good on sandwiches.
Oh, that's actually a good way to eat it.
So, Laura, the reason why I wanted to have you on this side of the mic is because the reason why I wanted to do a mini episode at all, it's because a friend of mine named Sarah Horowitz came in this week just for a catch up. But she is doing the most interesting work. Sarah has spent her career working on getting freelancers good benefits. She won a MacArthur Genius Award for it back in 1999. And, you know, the organization she launched, it evolved into the Freelancers Union. And it's a wonderful organization that, among many other things, provides benefits for people who work outside of the confines of a traditional day job in a corporation or nonprofit. And Laura, that's you. You work that way.
Yes, I've been freelance since December, so I guess that would be 8 months. And I love it. I can't do this forever, but I really love it.
What do you love about it?
I get to make my own hours. I get to work for as many people as I want at the same time on whatever projects I want. And I just have a lot more, I can just select what I want to do. I have more freedom.
And you also were excited that Sarah was coming in. Why?
Because I don't get benefits through work. But I am insured, though, and this explains why I was able to freelance the way that I've been doing, actually. In the States, you can be on your parents' insurance until you turn 26. But after that, you're on your own. So I turned 26 in a couple of months this November, and I've told myself that that's my deadline to find a job that does come with benefits. And, you know, it might come down to me choosing a job I like less because I need the benefits and the insurance, but I need to be able to go to the dentist and not pay everything out of pocket.
But have you thought about continuing on as a freelancer and structuring your life so that you handle your own benefits?
No, because it seems wildly expensive to do. Like, we had Aminatou Sow on the show, and do you remember how she talked about she pays like $800 a month extra or something ridiculous like that to have freelancer benefits? So it just seemed daunting, but it is something worth thinking about.
Maybe Sarah Horowitz can add some perspective. Here's our conversation. So tell us what Troupeau is.
Troupeau is a benefits platform designed for freelancers to help them get the full suite of benefits. So freelancers don't work in a big company as an employee, so they don't know what benefits to get. So it's like an HR department for freelancers.
Even you saying that threads a sense of relief throughout my body. Because, you know, as a creative, as a writer, I have been employed at big companies at points and have been working on my own at points. And when you are working on your own, it's very easy to feel lost at sea.
Completely. And I think it's also kind of crazy when you think about when you're an employee, you really don't know what benefits to get. It's that somebody gets it for you and you're like, great. But when you're a freelancer, you want that same peace of mind and you feel like you have to become an expert and do all this research. But the truth is, you probably shouldn't. And it really has to go back to going to places that you trust. And that is really our idea here is we don't want you to have 20 different choices. We just want you to have a recommended benefits package. So we ask you a bunch of questions that are pretty easy and fun, but they're really complicated actuarial questions. And then we give you your plan. And then you can decide, do I want to change it? But you just kind of get the right plan for you. And that's really what we're focused on.
And Sarah, what's remarkable here is that you, Tupo has existed for a year now, we're July of 2019, but you've been working on this project basically for your entire career. And in fact, it goes beyond that. This is like a family calling for your family. And it started with the Freelancers Union. So explain to me how you got from the Freelancers Union to what you're doing today.
Yeah. So, you know, I come from the labor movement. My grandfather was a vice president of the Ladies Garment Workers Union, and my father was a labor lawyer. And I am a labor and employment lawyer myself. And I was actually misclassified, and I was an independent contractor myself. And I started to say, what does this mean? What is this new era? And so I really got to ask these questions a long time ago, like 20 years ago. And because I had a labor background and I know how to build things, I started to build a union for freelancers. And the number one issue, not surprisingly, was benefits. So I built out the whole benefits structure for the Freelancers Union. And the way that I really have come to think about it for Tupo is that freelancers are really tired of waiting for government and big companies to get them the next infrastructure. We have to build the next safety net in America, and we have to do it ourselves. And we have to hearken back to our great labor traditions of mutual aid and self-help. And so, strangely, Tupo is a startup company, and its investors include Freelancers Union, Sequoia, and impact investors. And so it's kind of a really different take on how you start to build a safety net, and a very, I think, different way about thinking about capital.
Well, so it gets to the question of, you know, exactly who freelancers are. And often when you're having these conversations about new types of benefits, we're talking about the new freelancing economy that has sprung up as a result of distributed labor, like Uber drivers or TaskRabbits. But that's not necessarily who you're targeting, right?
Right. You know, a really sophisticated analysis of this workforce will show you that the independent workforce works in short-term bits, whether it's projects or gigs, and it really ranges from low-wage workers to really seasoned, skilled workers. Literally, many anesthesiologists are freelancers. You can't make this stuff up. They are not poor. And so it's really recognizing that as a country, we need a whole system for all workers. And Tupo is focused really on the professional creatives, people who work in finance, health, alternative health, content design, nonprofit sector, the same sectors that we've always worked on when we were at the Freelancers Union. But it's really recognizing that this is a crisis for working class people and middle class people who really are having to shoulder unbearable risks.
And when you say crisis, what you mean is that they don't have access to this whole series of benefits that when you sign on as an employee at a company, take it or leave it, who knows what exactly they have, but you sign up for them to take on those risks on your behalf.
And not only that, but you're spreading that risk across all the employees of that big company. What we basically say to freelancers is you should self-insure. You should save up $5,000 because you don't know what's going to happen and it should only be you. And what I love about insurance is it's about a collectivity. You are spreading risk. And so what at Tupo we've done is we've said, we're going to focus on the biggest risks for freelancers and we're going to take a slightly different view about good financial advice. We're going to say that strategy of just self-insuring and oversaving is not helpful. You should pay down your student loans. You should be buying insurance so that you are sharing that risk, and then you should be saving. Because we're putting people in the worst possible economic position with big debt and too much savings not being used in the ways that it should be.
Do you imagine that if Tupo is successful and other services come into the economy like it, there will be a future in which it would be just as safe socially and economically for me to opt to be a contractor as it would to opt to go to a big company?
Yeah, I think that what we're going to start to see is this is really necessary infrastructure that we really are going to be using technology, which is, I think, the promise of technology, to be building out this next safety net. And that will be catalytic. It's the same way that we needed the railroad companies to lay that track across the country to have a whole sense of a national country. And so we can't just stop, though, I think, at the private sector. The private sector has to play its part, and I think it will pioneer. Call that neoliberal, but I think it really will. And I think that the challenge then is to say there is going to be a robust role of government to start to support that, enable it, protect it. And I think that's why I'm so optimistic about the next era. And I think we are going to have an appetite for a cultural change around being builders and to see our fates connected with one another because we're going to be economically interconnected.
I love that idea. Again, that was Sarah Horowitz, who is the CEO of Troupeau.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. In the last 100 years, we've seen financial markets swing, new currencies come and go, decades of savings lost in days, all showing that a retirement plan without a guarantee, quite simply, isn't enough. So more than a retirement plan, TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. A promise that pays off. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
Hi, I'm Tomer Korn, LinkedIn's Chief Product Officer. On my podcast, Building One, we dive deep into what it takes to build great products. Recently, we had Zach Perret, the CEO of Plaid, and he shared about his struggles building a financial app for consumers and how he was able to turn it all around with a critical pivot. Take a listen.
I personally couldn't resonate as much with the consumer set that we were trying to reach. I just didn't have that level of empathy. When we made the shift to building a B2B product, though, I was building the product that I wanted. My co-founder and I were creating the product that we wanted ourselves, and we had so much empathy for what that product was.
Such a great insight.
You know, in that sense, we got lucky because we were creating a thing for ourselves. And then the people that we were talking to also had the same problems we did. They were fintech developers. We'd been a fintech developer. We'd been trying to build a fintech product for a year. And so we had such deep empathy. We had such a clear ability to...
If you want to hear more of Zach Perret's story and the lessons that follow, listen and subscribe to my podcast, Building One.
So Laura, what did you think about that?
I was pleasantly surprised to hear what Sarah Horowitz had to say. Pleasantly surprised because she had this whole thing about, like, it's on us. Unfortunately, there isn't the system that our country should have, so we have to create it on our own. And that was inspiring, but also frustrating, because I do want to live in a country that can just afford us that.
Yeah, I mean, I think what she was saying was not that the government should or shouldn't do it, but that there have to be private models that emerge that the government may then choose to follow. But how is anybody to know what to do until some things have been tried? And so she wants to be in the business of trying those things, of putting those models out.
Yeah, well, it definitely piqued my interest, and I would definitely go on the website to see how much the monthly plans are.
And that's a start. So we will be back in just a month's time with lots of great episodes. Until then, please keep in touch. Post, tell us what you think about the future of freelancing and benefits. You can send us an email at hellomonday@linkedin.com, or better yet, write it on LinkedIn, #HelloMonday, and I will find it and share it. That's our bonus episode, and we are so looking forward to season two. Hello Monday is a production of LinkedIn. The show is produced by Laura Sim. Joe DiGiorgi mixed our show. Florencia Iriondo is head of editorial video. Dave Pond is our technical director. Our music was by Poddington Bear and Pachyderm. Dan Roth is the editor-in-chief of LinkedIn. I'm Jesse Hempel. Thanks for listening.